Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip-hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
Thank you. Smith Westerns are coming to the Electric Owl to support their latest release, Soft Will. Advance tickets available online at www.ticketweb.ca or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR.
And good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is Stereo Blues. And the track that we just heard to kick off the show was a track that I was really, really excited about. It was a band called Dark, and it was a British psych band. And that was off of the LP Dark Round the Edges, released in 1972. And that was the opening track, Dark Side. And I just loved how muscular and psychedelic it was, and kind of had that Black Sabbath jazziness to it, which was so so much a part of the beginnings of heavy metal, which I thought was very interesting. So yeah, today's show, we're going to have a lot of new music, new and old. This next track that we're going to hear is from a band called The Livids. This track was released out of Slovenly Records, and this is Your House or The Cart House. So it seems like this isn't working the way it wanted to. So we'll move on and play some Flying Saucer Attack with A Silent Tide.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And the track that we just heard now was Livids, and they were playing the track Your House or the Courthouse. I just loved how blazingly muscular and aggressive that was. Awesome. Great. And before that, we heard a band called The Flying Saucer Attack, which was started in 1992, and this release called Rural Psychedelia was recorded on a four track. So I thought that was the track that we just heard, A Silent Tide. Really like a ton of fuzz, which was awesome to listen to. All right, so moving on, we are going to listen to a band called The Pacifics, based out of Ireland, and this is the track called Lucille.
CITR and the Vancouver web scene, Van Music, present three nights a week of awesome music from both local and touring bands. Check out Tune Up Tuesdays and Showcase Thursdays at Displace Hashery at 3293 West 4th Avenue, where bands come to jam for a chance to win some great prizes. And don't forget the Indie Pop Vancouver series, happening every Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. Be sure to come out and support live music.
monster.
Help moving into your new place? At Practicar Rent-A-Rec, we offer budget-minded individuals the opportunity to think economy with reliability, thrifty pricing, and value for your dollar. All you need is to be 19 or older and have a valid driver's license. For a cheap set of wheels, go to azureautogallery.ca or call 604-232-9873. That's 604-232-9873.
All right, and we are back on Stereo Blues. We just heard the track from the band The Cormans, based out of Southern California. That was the track Fagenstein's Freak Out. And before that, we heard the Pacifics, who were based out of Ireland. And actually, both of these bands together are releasing a split 7-inch, which is really great, out of Austria's Bachelor Records. Apparently it's about the hardships about being a caveman in modern society, so I can see how that could be presented in this music. Great, so let's keep moving. White Denim have released a new album, Corsica Lemonade, so here's the track from this album called Pretty Green.
Looking up, looking out.
We're all the way on.
CITR is proud to support the 4th annual Kirtan Vancouver Festival. Head on down to Second Beach at Stanley Park on August 10th from noon till dusk for a free day of yoga, chanting, music, and dance to celebrate Kirtan, the ancient form of sacred chants performed in a group setting. Plus, earth-friendly vendors, health food options, and bike valet. CITR will also be broadcasting live from the festival from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information, go to kirtanvancouver.ca.
Earth-friendly vendors. Wow. Tomorrow, Kirtan Festival. Sounds actually surprisingly interesting. I think out on Stanley Park, it'll be pretty neat. But yeah, anyways, we just heard a track that was Slow Learners from their most recent release. That was the track Habit. And they will be also playing at the Victory Square Block Party this year. It's going to be on September 1st. Probably one of my favorite parts of summer, like near the end, just so it's like closing down. So yeah, Slam Dunk, The Courtneys, Slow Learners, Jay Arner, Cascadia, Vivekar Ensemble, Young Braze, and Christy Lane Sinclair are going to be playing. CITR and Music Waste are putting this on. It's always great. I think last year, who was it that played? The rap group, that was great, and a bunch of other stuff, so just like hanging out in a park, lots of fun. All right, and before that we heard some more local stuff from Dead Ghosts. That was off of their release Can't Get No. That was Rocky Said, and some White Denim to start off that set there. So yeah, the next track that I would like to play is from Hemoglobin. This is off of Napkin Records, and this is the track, If You Leave Me, I'll Kill Myself.
We'll be right back.
the Smith Westerns are coming to the Electric Owl to support their latest release, Softwill. Advance tickets available online at www.ticketweb.ca or at Red Cat and Zulu Records, sponsored by CITR.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
And we're back. We just heard some Coben, a local band that was off of the release Null, that was not broken. And, yeah, Victory Square coming up. There's sure to be a lot of stuff happening this weekend. It's Friday again, which is crazy and awesome. Alex Bleeker and the Freaks are going to be playing with the Shilohs and the High Drops tonight at the Astoria. Sure to be an excellent show. I believe Alex Bleeker and the Freaks are from Brooklyn, something like that. Just a bunch of great stuff. Fortune Sound Club has Slum Village. So that's going to be a hoot, too. Fortune, always a hoot. I might be able to fit in one or two more songs. Let's play some Cascadia, who will also be playing at Victory Square Block Party September 1st. This is the track Josie from Level Trust. And that was Josie by Cascadia. So it looks like we're closing up. We'll play some Diane. And up next, we have a bunch of great programming for Friday afternoon. Up next, we have It Ain't Easy Being Green, and then Scald's Hall, and more after that. I saw something in the news today that I found like pretty surprising. Apparently, the Edward Snowden of banking, his name is Hervé Falciani. He worked at HSBC, and apparently he has a bunch of information and data about Swiss banks and their holders, and apparently it accounts for like thousands of billions of dollars, and he just got out of prison. Crazy. I don't know. I find it really interesting because it's just so gigantic. Anyways, it's Friday. We'll close off with some Diane. Thanks again for listening. This is Ire by Diane.